So you get this mad chasing around the scene. Nobody knows who's going where. Doors slamming. First, we've got six doors, all of which slam constantly. Mm-hmm. So you have this orchestrated chaos going on stage.
That's Mary Dufton, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Mary Dufton is the executive director of Theatre Lawrence. She joins us to talk about their production of Lend Me a Tenor. The play opens on April 12th. Mary, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, you're here to tell us all about Lend Me a Tenor. So for those who aren't familiar with the play, tell us about what's going on here.
Oh, Lend Me a Tenor is delightful. It is probably one of the best written farces in existence. It's a show that's got a long history. It opened first in the mid-80s, I believe, on the West End in London. And it's just had a prolific life since then. It has played the West End. It has played London. It has played New York. It has been all around the world and translated into all kinds of different languages. It's won all kinds of Tonys and Drama Desk Awards and all kinds of things. And it's farce. It's farce. So it is just fun. Just mindless fun.
How large a cast is this?
It's a cast of eight.
So what can you tell us about the cast?
The show is set in the 1930s, so kind of in the middle of the Art Deco period in Cleveland. And the premise is that a hotel manager is connected with the Opera Guild, and he is bringing in a real treat. He is bringing in Il Stupendo, who is the greatest tenor of the age. And everybody is very nervous and very worried about Il Stupendo arriving. And Il Stupendo is Italian, of course, and they are going to be doing Pagliacci. So Il Stupendo arrives with his wife, who is unexpected, who is quite a volatile Italian in her own right, and they're arguing and he's upset. And in the course of getting ready, he is so upset that he manages to take two different doses of relaxers and passes out. And they think they've killed him and they don't know what to do. So the assistant to the hotel manager, Max, is kind of called in because he's an amateur singer. So they call him in and he is going to have to play the role. And of course, the role of Pagliacci is a role done in Italian commedia makeup. So it's kind of the clown, the classic Italian clown in the white costume. And he starts preparing for this. Well, unbeknownst to him, the real tenor, our friend Tito, revives. And he's sort of staggering around. And he is also dressed as Pagliacci. So now we have two tenors getting ready for the same show. They both, since it is farce, are having romantic entanglements with women who are in and out of clothing as well. So you get this mad chasing around the scene. Nobody knows who's going where. Doors slamming. First, we've got six doors, all of which slam constantly. Mm-hmm. So you have this orchestrated chaos going on stage.
So I guess that was going to be my next question, which you've already given me a hint. There are six doors, but what else can you tell us about the stage design here?
Well, it's kind of fun because it is Art Deco. So our designer, James Diemer, has had fun adding some ornate touches to it. So, of course, mid-30s, we're using very intense colors on the set. But then if you remember, the decorations back then were quite ornate in terms of sunbursts and sconces and things. So he's driving the crew crazy with these hugely detailed kind of, well, they look like a half a sunburst that goes over every door. So this intricate wooden trim, and then these sconces that have all these wooden pieces coming out of them, and then a very ornate cornice that sort of swoops along. So it just adds a little more sense of fun. You know, We had such a wonderful time last month with quilters, and that was such a deep story and so sincere and brought out such feelings of wonder and love and all of that. And this show is pure mindless fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have to kind of experience that sometimes. Just go from a thinking show to a feel-good show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand there's a bubble machine involved.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It's going to reveal too much of the plot if we talk about the vital role of
the bubble
machine?
Let's just say it adds. It adds to the humor.
Okay.
But, you know, a show like this is hard to go over the top with. Mm-hmm. So when you can add things like bubble machines or wild colors or things, it's just adding to the fun. You know, in farce, so much of the essence of the piece has to do with the pace. So there's this frenetic pace, and the actors are working so hard right now. We're so lucky we have a really talented cast. And one of the things about this show is that it is not a musical, but there are kind of chunks of opera in it. And often when the show's done, those pieces are dubbed. And we are just so fortunate in this show to have people who can actually do the singing.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly, we have a newcomer named Dylan Hart from Topeka who's playing a very tiny role. He's playing the role of the bellhop. And he is hysterically funny. He has this huge voice. And of course, the bellhop is another wannabe opera star. Mm-hmm. So he comes in with this opera and just delightful. And then, of course, Michael Deeker is playing Max, our step-in for the opera star, and he has a lovely voice. And then Bruce Douglas is the opera star. So all three of them are just so much fun. And the women that they play opposite are delightful as well. So it's just a really good group to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my gosh, they're working hard because the lines have to come so quickly. And you know, sitting in the audience, you know what's going to happen. You know it's going to work out okay. But you just have to be carried away by the pace of those doors of people coming and going and things conflicting and blowing up and just all of that humor. And unless the pace is exactly right, the humor doesn't hit. Mm-hmm. And that's certainly what they're working on this week. You know, you think, oh, you say the line, you slam the door. Well, you have to be careful exactly when you slam the door so you're not slamming the door at the same time somebody else is doing a comedy line. It's all very tightly orchestrated. And Terrence McCurs is the director for the show. And Terrence is a master of farce. He has directed the show before various places. And he's directed for us before as well. And he really adds his own little touches to everything. So that's fun. And then, of course, 30s means wonderful costumes as well. And Jane Pennington, our costumer, has got some lovely creations that really are evocative of the period.
This play sounds like a lot of fun. Is this play appropriate for all ages, or is there any recommendation you might have about children?
Well, I think, as in all farce, there's an element of sex, but more implied sex, just people chasing each other around.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the parent will just have to decide what they think's right for their
yeah,
children.
Mm-hmm. It's mostly just silly fun.
So when are the performances and how can people get tickets?
We open on April the 12th and run that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the following weekend, the 18th through the 21st, Thursday through Sunday. So lots of opportunities for people to come. We have tickets available right now, and people can get them either online at theaterlawrence.com or they can call the box office at 843-SHOW.
So we have this performance, but as always, there's more in the works. So what's coming up next?
Oh, there's always another one coming up. And this is one of my favorites. We are going to be doing Mamma Mia in June. So auditions are coming up on April the 15th and 16th. And I'm especially excited because I get to direct that one.
All right. That sounds like fun. So where are you in the process now with this play? Are you
trembling on the brink? we're getting ready to go into auditions. So we would encourage people to come on the 15th or the 16th at 7 o'clock in the evening. We need singers. We need dancers. We need people who love ABBA music. This is a really infectious musical. So it's going to be really exciting to do.
All right. Mary, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you, as always.
Mary Doveton is the executive director of Theatre Lawrence. She joined us to talk about the theater's production of Lend Me a Tenor. The play opens on April 12th and runs through the 21st. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can also find us on Facebook, and you can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. You can also sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.